Joined by girls at wrestling coach Trey Shields out at Trenton High School. As we're just talking about off the air, there's not a whole lot new update-wise we can give you on the Lady Bulldogs. Actually, might correct that a little bit. There was a quad last Thursday. I know we had the results on the air over the weekend. We'll give you some of those results from that last Thursday quad. There was nothing going on for the Lady Bulldog wrestlers last Saturday as the boys went to Lexington. That was a boys-only event, but there is a big event coming up this weekend, Friday into Saturday, 15th and 16th, Battle on the Katy Trail down in Sedalia. Trey, how are you doing today?
Not too bad, Tom.
Where is, are we talking the high school, the college, where is that tournament held on Friday?
So it's actually down in one of the state fair show arenas, I believe.
It's called the Mathewson Center, is it not?
I believe that's right, yeah. I couldn't tell you exactly where, unless they've changed where it is.
Right. I'm going directly off the Trenton schedule here, and it does say the Mathewson Center. Now, it does say Lathrop's a whole school, and Lathrop's a long way from Sedalia, so I'm sure Lathrop just has hosting duties.
So, in the past, I know that we've used like a show barn or a show arena that they have for state fair and whatnot, but it could be somewhere new this year.
Gotcha. You are going to have, we've been talking about Avery for the last 2 weeks, but you're going to have two wrestlers on the mats this weekend, are you not?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for it, too. It's going to be a Savannah Hughes' first time wrestling, which, you know, is a good thing. It might be a bad thing. Katy Trail is a huge tournament, but mm-hmm. I think she's going to get a lot of needed mat time.
Obviously her nerves are going to be up. What's the best advice that you give her? Because it's not like, you know, the best case scenario, she'd be wrestling at home where she's a little bit more comfortable. She's at a big event with a lot of people watching. What's the best thing that you can tell her to control her nerves?
Oh, you know, she's been practicing with us. I'm just going to tell her to do, you know, what we coach her to do. And you might do some of it wrong. You might do some of it right. But we're just here to learn. And this isn't the state tournament. It's a big tournament, but there's no pressure on you at all.
Would it be best for her to kind of, you know, you say, think about what you've been working on in the room. Obviously, we're talking about Savannah Hughes here, and she's, you know, going to be wrestling for the first time. She's a first-year wrestler. Do you kind of instruct her to just kind of, you know, almost go into autopilot, where you just say, just concentrate on what's in front of you, and you just remember what we've worked on in the last month in the wrestling room?
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted her to take it one match at a time. She knows some moves. She knows some takedowns. And just focus on that. Don't try and get too crazy or do something that we haven't gone over. Just focus on what you know. And just doing little things like that, I'm sure she'll win a couple matches.
1-1 last Thursday, if I remember right, for Avery Clark. One of the matches that she lost, she had to go up in weight class, which made it a little bit more difficult for her. But overall, it sounded like from the interview I heard with you last week, Coach, Avery wrestled well at home on Thursday.
Yeah, she wrestled great, actually. She's weighing about 140, and we're wrestling a girl that was at 155, and I didn't realize the weight difference really between 140 and 155 until I saw the other girl on the mat. But Avery was winning the match, you know. But the other girl is just, she's a state medalist and stayed in the fight and ended up getting us pinned when we got in bad position. But I don't know. That's another one that I've kind of like to have back, because if we stay in good position, I think we win the match against a state medalist and a girl that's a weight class above us.
Yeah, what is, yeah, you know, I know kind of the simple answer is, you know, there's gravity, weight is weight, but what's the biggest challenge in going up in weight class when you're just going against somebody who is heavier than you with trying to, you know, beat somebody good who maybe has 15 to 20 pounds on you?
You know, it really depends on what is that 15 pounds, you know, is it muscle or is it just kind of fat? And this girl, you could tell by looking at her that it was muscle. So if she were to get on top of us or whatever, that, you know, that we're going to have to fight to get up. Or if we're on our back, it's probably not going to be as easy to get out of as a girl that's 140 pounds.
Do you have, for the girls this weekend? Do you have at this point who they're going to be wrestling? Is there a bracket out?
I don't think there's a bracket, but I can look at the girls and see just who's signed up at what weight.
As far as that 140-pound class for Avery, Coach, are you getting a little bit better idea? And I know we've kind of talked about Avery and, you know, her chances, which sound like they're real good, to have a really excellent season, get down to state and those things at 140. Does just the weight class in general, does it be kind of become more clear as the season goes into mid-December, as the season goes on, or does it become a little bit more muddy in your eyes?
No, it definitely becomes more clear, especially at a big tournament like the Battle. Girls are going to try and be down at, you know, the weight that they're going to stay at for the rest of the season. So at the Battle, I think we're going to see a lot of our district and state competition, which is why I like the tournament so much.
Yeah, how much does you mentioned it's not state, but it's a big tournament. How much does it almost feel like a mini state tournament down there this weekend?
I mean, it's definitely, if not a mini state tournament, definitely a mini district tournament.
Mm-hmm.
If you can place at the Battle, you probably have a good chance at placement districts and making it to state. If you win the Battle, there's a good chance you're probably a top six wrestler in the state. If you're, you know, top three at the Battle, you're probably going to have a state medal. So this is a good tournament for us.
What's the plan for keeping the girls in shape over the 2 weeks over Christmas break? It's going to be a while between this weekend and then your triangular with Carrollton and Maysville on January 4th. What's kind of on your mind to making sure that the girls have time with family as you want them to do, and also make sure they're ready to go for a really challenging January?
I mean, that's a good question. Avery's done this before, so she kind of knows what she can't do. It's a break, so she'll probably, you know, have fun. It's Christmas, eat some food, but she's smart enough to work it off. And Savannah has, you know, worked off a ton of weight already, and I think she's pretty determined to stay at 235 where she is. So I really don't have any worries about that. We're going to have them come in for practice a little bit over Christmas break, but it's probably not going to be anything too serious. And then when we come back to school, we're really going to have to hammer out the cobwebs.
When, I should know this, but I don't, when does school get off for winter break at Trenton? Is it next week?
So, actually, we're out this Friday,
mm-hmm.
but for our girl wrestlers, they'll be at work, if you say, until Saturday.
What time are we talking for Friday, and what time are we talking Saturday? For those that want to go down to the fairgrounds and watch, what time does everything get started on those 2 days?
So Friday, I think wrestling starts at 11:30. We're going to have weigh-ins at like 9:30, and then it's starting off pretty early. And then Saturday, we're going, I think, 9 until it's done.
So even more so, you know, districts usually start Friday night, and then they'll go all day Saturday. This is a two-day, all-day event.
Oh, yeah. This is, I mean, we're starting a lot earlier this year than we did last year. I think last year we might have started wrestling at 4, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that will do it for Trenton for at least 2023 with the Battle at the Katy Trail this weekend. I mentioned, and we'll give a date on this, January 4th, which is a Thursday. The Bulldogs will host Carrollton and Maysville, and 2 days later, Saturday, January 6th, Bulldogs are at the Marshall Tournament. Coming up next, conversation with head coach Charlie Bacon. We'll talk some boys wrestling. Coach Shields, appreciate the time. Safe travels. Good luck down at the Katy Trail on Friday.
I appreciate it, Tom.